Today we're going to learn Daf Mem Hei Omer Aleph of Maseches Sukkah. We are holding at the Mishnah on Mem Hei Omer Aleph. So the Mishnah is going to explain how they were mekayim the mitzvah of Arav in the Beis Hamikdash on the rest of the days of Yontif and on the seventh day of Yontif, you know, which is, I guess, the primary day. So mitzvah Arava Ketzad. How do they do the mitzvah of Arava? What did it look like in the Mikdash? So Makom Hayo Lamatim Yerushalayim. There was a place lower down than Yerushalayim, Menikra Motza. The place was called Motza. Yordin L'sham Laktim Sham Murbios. Shalarava. They would go to this place called Motza, and they would pick these long aravos, uboim v'zokno sambitzid ha-mizbeach, and they would stand them up next to the mizbeach, v'roshen kfufin al gabe ha-mizbeach, and the tops of those aravos were bent over the top of the mizbeach. Taku v'riya v'taku. They blew the chatzotzos tkia trua tkia as a way of showing a sense of simcha. B'chol yom ha-kifnas ha-mizbeach pamachas. Every other day they would surround the mizbeach, they would go around the mizbeach one time, va'omrim, and they would say, Ana Hashem Arshiyana, Ana Hashem Atzlichana. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, when they would go around the Mizbeach, they said, Ani Vaho Hoshiyana, Va'osa Yom, but on the seventh day, Makifin as Mizbeach Sheva Pam, they went around seven times. Bishas Piti Rasan, when they went away from the mitzvah of Arava on the seventh day, Mahin Omrim, what did they say when it was like the time to say goodbye to this mitzvah? They would say, Yofi Lecha Mizbeach, Yofi Lecha Mizbeach. Beauty is yours. It's all for you that you should be mechaper for us. That's why we do all this this yofi, all this nice stuff for you. Rabbi Lazar Omer lecha ulecha mizbeach, lecha ulecha mizbeach. For Hashem and for you, the mizbeach, we do all of this kavod. Kimaaseu b'chol kach maaseu b'shabbos. The mitzvah of Arava that was done during the week, they would do the same thing when they did the mitzvah of Arava on Shabbos, although they only did the mitzvah of Arava on Shabbos when the seventh day fell on Shabbos. Ella sheyimalakten osan me'erev. The only difference is they would pick the Aravos from Erev Shabbos because you obviously can't cut them on Shabbos. Umanichen osan beginios shelzav. They would put them in these golden pitchers so that they shouldn't wither when they put them by the Mizbeach. But on a weekday, they would take them fresh, so they didn't have time to dry, and they would just put them straight by the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yochanan Broka Omer, Charayel Sheldekel Hayumavian, V'chovten Osan Bekarka B'tzidei HaMizbeach. They would bring these branches of a dekel tree, both on a weekday and on Shabbos, and they would bang it on the ground next to the Mizbeach, v'osayom nikra chibut charios. And that day was called the day of banging these charios. Miyat hinoko shomtin zulveyen v'ochlen esrogehen. On the seventh day of Sukkot, everyone finished the mitzvah of lulav, so the gedolim would take from the hands of the katanim the lulavim and the esrogim, and that was, they would like mug the little kids of the lulavim and esrogim, and that was all part of the festive atmosphere. That was part of the simcha of what they did. That's how Rashi explains. Tosfos says, what are you talking about? The word miyad means immediately. It doesn't mean from the hands of. It means not that the adults would mug the children. That's awful. No, it means that they would, that the kids would throw their lulav and esrog. And that was, they would throw their lulav. They would take a bite out of their esrog. That was like their celebration at the end of the Yom Tov. There's a very fascinating discussion in Tosfos over here, though. Tosfos says, well, you know, if Rashi's right, if that were the minhag, that adults would take it from children, it would be fine, meaning they would not be obligated to pay. When you do certain things, l'shem, simcha shel mitzvah, even though it damages another person, you don't have to pay for it, Tosa says. For example, Tosa says sometimes in being mesameh chasam v'kala, things get a little rowdy, and people damage each other's property, their clothing, their animals. They used to use animals in the celebration. So you don't have to pay for that, because that's all part of the celebration. It's all part of the party. That's actually quoted in Shulchan in Hilchos Purim, that since things tend to get rowdy on Purim, if people do minor damages to other people on Purim, so they don't have to pay for it. So anyway, says Gemara Tana, Makom Klan Yehava, that place that they would take the Aravos from, was a place that was exempt from taxes. V'tana didan, my time akare le motza. Why does our Tana call that place motza? It's called Motza because that's a place that doesn't have to pay the taxes of the king. So the Mishnah said, that they would go and stand them up next to the Mizbech. So Tana, Rabos Va'arukos Ugavahus. These were Acharas Rama. These were gigantic Aravos 11 Amos tall. Kadeshi Nochos Algabe Gochos Al Mizbech Amma. Because they leaned over one Amma onto the Mizbech. Well, if they were only 11 amos tall and they still leaned over one amma on the mizbeach, they could not have been placed on the floor. They must have been placed on the yesod of the mizbeach. Because if you think they were placed on the floor, michti, you know, the Mishnah says in Maseches Midos about the size of the mizbeach that the height of the mizbeach was 9 amos, not counting the kronos. So ala amma v'kanas amma zehu yesod, and the Mishnah says that the yesod, the base, the bottom level of the Mizbeach was one amma high off the ground, and it was one amma wider than the area on top of it. Allah Chamesh, if you go up another 5 ammas, v'konas amma, and then you go in one amma, zeu sovev, that's an area called the sovev. Allah Shalosh, you go up another 3 ammas, zeu makam akronos, that's where you would have the kronos, the 4 blocks on the corners of the Mizbeach. Gochos al gabi Mizbeach, hechi mishkachsa. So how could it be that the Aravos are able to lean over one amma on the Mizbeach? They would have to be 2 ammas taller than the Mizbeach itself in order to lean over one amma on the Mizbeach. So if you say that they would place the Aravos on the Karka, so 9 ammas of the height of the Mizbeach, and then you there's the fact that it's on an angle, so that adds a little bit of height, so it would need to be more than 11 ammas tall. So Elulav Shmamina Eisod Manachlehu. So what you see from there is that clearly they did not place the Aravos on the floor, they placed the Aravos on the Yesod. Amar Rabbi Avoh, Maikra'a, where do we see in the Pasuk that the Aravos went over the height of the Mizbeach? Shenemar Isru Chag Ba'avosim Ad Karnos HaMizbeach, that they would go around the Mizbeach with these Ilanos on the Yontov of Sukkos, and the tops of them would reach until the Karnos, which is higher than the height of the top of the Mizbeach itself. So Gemara brings another drasha from Isru Chag Ba'avosim. Amar Rabbi Avoh, Amar Blazer, Kalanota Lulav Bi'igudo V'hadas Ba'avoso. Anyone who does the mitzvah of Lulav with the other minim, and the hadasim are, you know, 3 leaves coming out of each spot, beautiful hadasim. Ma'alav ha'kasav ki lubanam Mizbeach v'krov alav karbon. The pasuk considers it as if the guy built the Mizbeach and brought a karbon on it. Shene'amar Isru Chag Ba'avosim Ad Karnos HaMizbeach, and that's derived from the pasuk Isru Chag Ba'avosim Ad Karnos HaMizbeach. And now we're going to have another drasha about Isru Chag Ba'avosim Ad Karnos HaMizbeach. Amar Rabbi Yer Mishum Rabshim Ben Yichayv, Rabbi Yochan Mishum Rabshim Ben Hamachuzi Mishum Rabbi Yochan Ben Hamachosi Kala'osu Isru Lechag Ba'achilu Ushtia. Anyone who makes some sort of gathering in honor of the Yontif by eating and drinking, Ma'alav HaKasav Ki Lebanam Mizbeach V'krov Alav Karban, that too is as if you built a Mizbeach and brought a carbon on it. Shenemar Isru Chag Ba'avosim Ad Karnos HaMizbeach. Again, all based on the same pasuk. So a number of main points over here. Number one, we have from the Mishnah, the procedure for the mitzvah of Arava is that the last day they would circle the Mizbeach 7 times and said to the Mizbeach, either Yofi Lach Mizbeach or Lecha Ulecha Mizbeach. And then the second main point, still in the Mishnah, that at the end, they take the lulavim away from, at the end of the 7 days, they would take the lulavim away from the kids and eat the esrogim. Third main point, the aravos were 11 amos tall, leaning over the top of the mizbeach by one amma, because they were placed on the yesod hamizbeach. Fourth main point, you take lulav, and when one takes lulav and arava properly, it's like building the mizbeach and bringing a karban in it. Also, celebrating Yisru Chag is like building the mizbeach and bringing a karban on it. I guess the better way to make a main point over here would say 3 possible things we learn from Yisru Chag Ba'avosim at Karnos HaMizbeach. Number 1, that the aravos were an amma taller than the mizbeach.
that they leaned on the Mizbech and Haman. Number two, that if you take Luluv and Arava properly, it's as if you built a Mizbech and brought a carbon. Number three, that if you make a celebration in honor of the Chag, which Rashi understands means on the day after the Chag, that's why we call it Isru Chag, that's also as if you built a Mizbech and brought a carbon on that Mizbech. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll pick up from the top of Mem Hei Amud Beis next time.